still on the death of Professor Awuno. The PNC says it received the news with shock. The party says it's particularly worried that Professor Awuno had to die in such dastardly attack outside Ghana. Its 2012 presidential candidate Hassan Ayariga urged Africans to be vigilant of suspicious characters and report them to security officials, since anyone could become a victim of attack.
For a statesman like Kofi Awuno to have passed on in Nairobi, Kenya, and not in our own country, was a sad news. And the worst of it was that he was killed and attacked by terrorists. And I believe this is a loss to the whole nation, not just to the peace people alone, but we all have to mourn this great man of ours and pray hard, console his family, and see how best they can move on as a people and as a town.
What comes to mind when you hear of Professor Awuno?
This was a man who served this nation with all his heart and his effort. I see great people fall, but this was one of the greatest in our history. This man saved this country and served Mother Ghana, irrespective of where he came from, his political background, and many other things. He went ahead to serve in Kenya. That shows how tolerant he was and how serious a statesman he was. And we believe that such people should live long to help build Mother Ghana. And when I heard it, I was shocked myself because I didn't believe such a thing would happen at this. And I'm told President of Kenya has promised to get the culprit, but I don't think it will help us in any way, even if the culprit has been caught. But what I pray is that Ghana should move forward, and we send our condolences to the family and to the brave.
With an incident like this, when Ghanaians heard it, it didn't not tickle many because it was far away. Little did we know that our own had been attacked. Now, an issue of terrorism. In the past, we used not to hear these things in Africa. Today it is with us. We heard some in Mali here. It is now in Kenya, Uganda. What should we do as a people?
I have always said that when the youth are not engaged in politics and not part of development, then they tend to rise up and then they wage war. So I will appeal to African leaders as presidents of other countries to focus on how to build their nation together, irrespective of political affiliations and religious background.
2012 presidential candidate of PNC Hassan Ayariga talking to George Asikre.